Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here on this live Saturday episode of the program. Phones are open for you if you want to join us. Our number is 603-283-6160. We started the show talking about door-to-door vaccines, the jabbers.
Needle knockers.
The needle knockers. They're coming, at least in some places. They're already here.
Before we get back to that, though, we were talking about, what was the word, redemption?
Mm-hmm.
One of the
redemption.
Yeah, we were talking earlier when someone's like, "Hey, how fitted up are you guys?"
Meaning we have had federal agents or something on the air. Well, so the caller was alleging
a former NSA guy.
Yeah.
You know, a former military guy.
We had more than one former military guy.
Oh yeah, indeed, there's several.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at IVA, right? Iraq Veterans Against War. Yeah. These are people who joined the military, and now they're anti-war.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness for them, too.
Yeah, absolutely. They're great. It's a great thing to see people change and redeem themselves, is mm-hmm. kind of what we were talking about, and how that occurs. And one of the things that is very, I don't know what the right word is. I don't want to say frightening, but maybe that's the best term I can come up with at the moment, is all of the tracking that the government does of all of your data and your conversations and your voicemails and your emails and all these giant databases where they store all this information. What it does is it gives the people who can access and use that information against you a leg up against human redemption. So let's say you're a person of questionable character, and you know, and then you know, something happens, something changes in your life, and now all of a sudden you become, you know, a good person, a person of, you know, principle and moral and all that kind of stuff. You've redeemed yourself, so to speak. Well, where does that happen within, you know, this data collection?
It doesn't.
Right, so what I'm saying is governments are free to go back in your past at any time and cherry-pick any kind of communication that you've ever had with anybody and use that against you, even though you have changed as a person over the course of time.
And I've definitely seen that sort of thing happen in a
Where
in a
is
different...
the allowance for human redemption in this scenario?
Right. Yeah, and I've definitely seen a variant form of that in the whole censorship and canceling movement.
Oh, cancel culture?
Oh, yeah, the cancel culture.
Where they'll pick a statement that somebody made 20 years ago mm-hmm. and run them out of town.
Yeah. Things that, like, you know, and it's even rougher because problematic language changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they pick out, you know, a tweet or a blog from 10, 15 years ago, you might have used what wasn't a problematic term, but now it is. So now they've got
this.
He
said Eskimo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and there's no chance of turning over a new leaf when you're actually wrong, and it's another way of just keeping human progress, and I mean like human emotional progress and psychological progress, from A, happening, and B, being rewarded.
Well, and there's two types of cultural slanguage there, too, right? One is cultural, and one is generational. Right, every generation has their own version of the word "cool," mm-hmm. something like that. Right, I'm dating myself by using that particular terminology. I don't know how many people use the word "cool" anymore. Is that cool?
That's cool.
Okay. I still use "cool."
I do too, but like there are words that are like generation specific. Like I don't use the same slanguage that my grandparents used in the Depression era to describe the nature of things, or when I'm, you know, trying to emote in conversation. That
kind
of
be his knees.
Exactly, and so there's the time, the generational slanguage, but then there's also cultural slanguage, right? So if you're in even a different state than we're in right now, and I mean, you know, the
state of
United
mind
States,
okay.
United States, you know, there are different cultures within the United States, not to mention the globe, and all of these people have different language, and it changes over time as well, depending on the culture that, or the tribes that they, you know, move within. So all of that plays right into, or, you know, I don't know the term that I'm looking for here, it just I don't see any room for human redemption in collecting all of this data and giving it to an institution of evil.
No doubt. And plus, you combine that with the idea that people are getting less tolerant, it seems, over time. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they're getting more picky about what people say.
Like if you said something 15 years ago, you know, I haven't known you for that long, but let's just say you said something 15 years ago that I didn't like. And then you've since changed your tune. You learned something new, or something happened, or some new information came your way, and you're like, "Yeah, I no longer believe that, and now I believe this." Well, that's not going to matter to an institution that wants to pigeonhole you,
or anybody.
Or anybody. You're right. Much like, what if your family could never forgive you for something that you may or may not have done? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Families, you know, sort of get disembroiled all the time. And it really is, you know, the family comes together and they're like, well, you know, your family, we forgive you, kind of a thing, right? What if that never occurred? Because of data collection.
You said something at some point, and we don't want to listen to what you have to say now.
Right.
About.
Yeah, and it kind of reminds me of how you just stack up laws and laws and laws and laws until everyone is breaking the law all of the time. The same sort of a thing happens
like now.
Yeah, exactly. And the same thing happens in a social way instead of a legal way with this constant data collection where they're just stacking up and stacking up every conversation and every stupid, silly two in the morning thing that you said.
Forgiveness and redemption don't seem to lend themselves to institutionalized
activity.
Thank you.
So again, the number here is 603-283-6160. Captain, you started the show out by sharing with us a story from the Rutherford Institute about how to handle these door-to-door jabbers, these pushers that are going to be coming around, and in some places have already started.
Bunch of needle pushers.
As he suggests, and he is a constitutional attorney, John Whitehead, from Rutherford Institute, and he points out that you don't have an obligation to talk to these people, right?
Indeed. He says, knock-and-talk policing has become a thinly veiled, warrantless exercise by which citizens are coerced and intimidated into talking, quote-unquote, with heavily armed police who knock on their doors in the middle of the night.
Almost always a bad plan. Unless you call them.
Yeah. Knock-and-shoot policing might be more accurate, however. Knock-and-talks not only constitute severe violations of the privacy and security of homeowners, but the combination of aggression and surprise employed by police is also a recipe for a violent confrontation that rarely ends well for those on the receiving end of these tactics. He gives an example of 26-year-old Andrew Scott, who committed no crime, never fired a single bullet or threatened police, who was gunned down by police, who knocked aggressively on the wrong door.
Jeez.
At 1:30 a.m., failed to identify themselves as police, and then repeatedly shot and killed Scott when he answered the door while holding a gun for self-defense. The police were investigating a speeding incident by engaging in a middle-of-the-night knock-and-talk in Scott's apartment complex.
A speeding incident?
Yeah, Carl Dykes was shot in the face by a county deputy who pounded on Dykes' door in the middle of the night without identifying himself. Because of reports that inmates had escaped from a local jail, Dykes brought a shotgun with him when he answered the door.
Wow.
All these and other incidents make clear, while Americans have a constitutional right to question the legality of a police action or resist an unlawful police order, doing so can often get one arrested, shot, or killed.
Dead.
So, the idea of federal, I don't care who they are, volunteers, if they're, you know, local priests or whatever, going door to door for any reason, right, is just obscene to me and seems to be a recipe for incidents.
People are used to it, though. The census happens every 10 years, so they're just going to play it like that.
But there's incidents with that every year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now you amp that up. Now you got the census. Now you got these needle knockers coming around. You know, there's something is going to happen. Right? There's going to be some bad that comes out of this.
And I hate the fact that they're normalizing this idea that federal agents will just keep knocking on people's doors.
New reasons.
Oh, it's a brand new reason. There's a brand new threat that we've all scared you about, and now we need to send more, possibly volunteer, federal agents to just keep knocking on doors.
We will continue. Your thoughts are welcome if you want to weigh in here, especially if this is already happening where you live. If you want to share your experience, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got more advice from the Rutherford Institute on this as well coming up. And this is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number to join us, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160, last Saturday show. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Thankless Mountaineer.
And
the captain.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Maybe it's time for you to finally learn about cryptocurrency.
Oh, it's well past time for you to learn.
Yeah, you can do that. It's never too late to go and get started at the top of Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started, and you can watch some introductory videos, or just one if you only have 5 minutes. I think there's a three-minute long video there, so that's enough time. Doesn't take a huge investment of time, although you certainly can watch more than one video. There's a lot if you want to dig into with the world of cryptocurrency. There's a deep topic. You can go into it as deep as you want, but at least you should get the basics down, because this is something that is not going to go away in our lifetimes, and you can learn more about it over at Bitcoin.com. If you're not new to crypto, you probably want to get the latest news headlines, so head over to news.bitcoin.com. They got those there for you every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Ken is in Alabama listening online. Go ahead, Ken.
Hi there. I'm a brand new listener. I'm glad I found you guys.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I thought I'd throw a little humor in the mix.
Okay.
Alex Jones at InfoWars is announcing he's got a sticker pack that you can order from him, and the main sticker in there is a great big sticker to put on your front door that says, I'm quoting here from the screen grab I've got, "Door knockers, no solicitation. This property charges $50 per minute to listen to any vaccine / medical advice. Payment is required in advance. By knocking or ringing our doorbell, you agree to the terms stated above." For more info, go to InfoWars.com.
That's funny.
It's like I'm psychic.
I'm glad to hear that that Alex Jones is now a critic of the government again after embracing the state during the Trump administration and loving the cops. Now maybe he's once again turning in the more, you know, freedom-friendly direction.
Yes, and I'm, if I could, on one real quickly on one other topic, I'm very concerned about the Biden administration eavesdropping on all of our text messages on our cell phone. That is a clear-cut violation of the Fourth Amendment, is it not?
They've been doing it for a long time.
Oh, they're not even necessarily just listening in on them. Like, they might very well be editing that information before it goes out.
Or,
they were kind of unclear on exactly how they're going to shut down our text message-based, quote-unquote, misinformation.
Yeah, it hasn't been clear at all. According to the stories earlier this week, they're asking. So they're not, they haven't passed a law or anything like that. They're asking Verizon, they're asking AT&T to take action against so-called misinformation. And if it's anything like what Twitter or Facebook are doing, you know, they're, in a lot of cases, they're flagging posts with, this is misinformation. Yeah. Click here to learn the true propaganda. You know, so maybe they'll add in an extra text message after that, like a warning that you've just been misinformationized.
They'll probably cooperate. I'd like to suggest that everybody try using the free-to-download and free-to-use app called Signal, S-I-G-N-A-L.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I was actually just about to suggest that myself. That's a good suggestion. Go ahead.
That app was endorsed by Edward Snowden. I've used it, and it works fairly well.
It does. And what it does for listeners that aren't familiar, and Ken, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, is it does an encryption on your text messages. Now, to be clear, the other person also has to have Signal. Otherwise, it will just send an insecure text. And so is it a violation of the Fourth Amendment to do what they're doing? Technically, no, because if they can get these corporations to go along with them voluntarily on this censoring mission, well, they're kind of bending the rules there.
Legal violations aside, it's a privacy violation. Nobody should be listening to my conversations, reading my texts with anybody that I communicate with.
Well, unfortunately, your SMS texting is not encrypted in any way, shape, or form, so you have no privacy. As long as you're not, if you don't take the step that Ken suggested by using something like Signal or maybe Telegram. These are two of the most popular alternatives to doing SMS texting. Standard text messaging, there's a record of your text messages at your cell phone provider, and they can mine that for data. I mean, I presume in that terms of conditions that you sign when, you know, you get your cell phone, there's probably something in there about we can do whatever we want with your text message content. I'm just guessing. I've not, you know, I haven't read it either, right?
It specifically says that they can do whatever they want, particularly if law enforcement is involved.
Oh, definitely if law enforcement's involved, but I just mean generally. They're probably mining data from your text messages.
Oh, sure, of course they are.
Well, and I mean, One of the things that I found really spooky about the Facebook Messenger app is that if you actually read those darn things, they are allowed to send text messages from your number if you signed up for the Facebook Messenger app.
As though they're you, you mean?
Yes, as though they are you. Wow.
I'm still on the Facebook. I have never installed that stupid app. If you're out there and you're on my Facebook and you've tried to send me a message, I've got, I don't know, dozens, tens, hundreds of Facebook messages that I've never responded to because I can't.
Well, and Biden's just asking these companies to do something. So, I mean, you know, they might pursue a whole variety of different possible solutions. Like, I mean, who's going to even notice if a bunch of text messages just, oh, that never went through? Like, what are you going to do? There's no one to appeal it to.
The government hates Signal. They hate it. I remember the Chris Cantwell hearing, his bail hearing. Yeah. They brought it up at my hearing as well. Like, he uses Signal. It's encrypted.
Oh my gosh, that's bad.
Because you're a bad person. If you're using encrypted messaging, you must be a bad person.
Oh, if you value privacy.
Yeah. They hate
it. You must have something to hide.
And they know it's effective.
We almost got harmonies there.
Yeah. So, good
James,
suggestion.
You want me a Coke?
Good suggestion on that. Signal's a free app, by the way. It is open source, as I understand it. And like I said, the other party does need to have it, so make sure you encourage your friends to get on the train. Otherwise, the company that is doing your cell phone providing is watching you at the very bare minimum. And if they're going to work with the government, then who knows what the next steps will be. Maybe they'll use your text messages as an excuse to come visit your home for a jab.
Well, and since we're talking about the use of this collected information, it ties right back into this article where the next thing that Mr. Whitehead speaks about is how the government plans to use the information it obtains during these knock-and-talk visits.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you know they're going to be asking questions.
They are, and they're going to be recording answers. Mm-hmm. I assume they're government agents, aren't they? Because the stated purpose of the program is to promote vaccination, homeowners and others who reside at the residence will certainly be asked if they are vaccinated. Again, you have a right not to answer this or any question.
Right.
Indeed, an argument could be made that even asking this question is improper if the purpose of the program is merely to ensure that Americans have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. Under the Privacy Act 5 USC 552A, an agency should only collect and maintain information about an individual as is relevant and necessary to accomplish a purpose of the agency, quote unquote. In this situation, the government agent could accomplish the purpose of assuring persons have information about the vaccine simply by providing that information, either in writing or orally, and would not need to know the vaccination status of the residents. To the extent the agents do request, collect, and store information about residents' vaccination status, this could be a Privacy Act violation.
603-283-6160. That's probably true, but also remember, when they are giving people vaccinations, they're collecting their information, so all they have to do is look and see who's already gotten the vaccine, and by process of elimination, they know who probably hasn't. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The bootleg fire has so far destroyed at least 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains sent many small rivers overflowing in the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. Areas of southern Netherlands also experienced heavy flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News. Apprehensions at the southern border reached a 21-year high in June. U.S. border agents stopped more than 188,000 illegal immigrants, which is the largest amount since March of 2000. The high coming as the Biden administration considers repealing Title 42, which allowed Border Patrol to expel migrants to prevent the spread of COVID-19. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says repealing Title 42 is a huge worry for agents on the border. He tells Fox News that it would only invite more people to the border where resources are already stretched thin.
It's one of the biggest worries that we have right now. When you talk about getting rid of Title 42 and you're talking about an unprecedented crisis that we've never seen before, and when we're dealing with so many people from around the world, not just Mexico, not just the Northern Triangle, but from around the world, and when you talk about getting rid of Title 42, all you're doing is inviting more and more people to come in. The numbers continue to go up month after month, which clearly shows that the Biden administration does not care about border security, and therefore he does not care about the safety and security of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You may take control of the airwaves here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
I was showing you guys there just before we came back on the air that Gary Freeman on social.freetalklive.com, I presume one of our listeners, because 30 minutes ago he posted a meme with "The needle knockers are coming," and it's a dude on a horse, like from the Paul Revolutionary days.
The needle knockers are coming! The needle knockers are coming!
I presume he got that from you guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Check out our social media site over at social.freetalklive.com. Gary's one of the more active posters there. We don't have that many active posters, but there's a few hundred people that have signed up.
And if it's the same Gary Freeman that I think it is, he's got some good content.
No doubt. Head on over there to social.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your calls, your thoughts, whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the needle knockers, as they've been called, the jab pushers, coming around to door-to-door, supposedly, and it's actually started already in some cities like Charlotte, North Carolina, as of earlier this week. So could be coming to a door near you. Let's talk to Ed. He's listening to WZTK-FM in Alpena, Michigan. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
It's pretty scary, the knock and talk and everything. And are you required to answer the door when they come over? Because I don't know about you, but hey, I never answer the door. You know, unless I know who it is or if I am expecting somebody.
According John Whitehead over at the Rutherford Institute, who is an attorney, he says no, you are not required to answer the door for these people. Just as you generally are not required to answer the door for the police. If they've got a warrant, they're coming through anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. We did speculate, though, that there are ways for government agents to get around that with, like, wellness checks and this type of a thing. So
That's exactly what I was going to mention. You read my mind, because in my area, they do welfare checks all the time, you know. And, you know, how do you know if somebody called up to see if you're okay or whatever?
You don't.
And, you know, you just don't. You know, guess what? Because they want to see if you're okay. So they're doing a welfare check on you because some neighbor called and they're real concerned about you and everything, you know. And, yeah, so they use that as an excuse. But if you just don't answer the door at all, I mean, does that protect you some or not?
I think it does, because people have a tendency to want to talk because we're people. We, you know, we live off of social interactions. Most people, unless you're
psychopaths. It's an instinct to be social.
Yeah, and so, you know, that's what they work on. They work on that instinct. They ask questions, and, of course, people feel like they should answer. This is a person. He's a person just like me. I should answer his question. They seem nice enough. And the reality is they're building a profile on you. They're gathering information to use against you at some point. So if you're not tantalized to have that conversation in the first place by starting it, then you're not going to say anything to them, and so you're safer.
The other thing that I would like to just mention to our listeners is that if you do answer the door for the police or any government agent, open the door, walk out, and close the door behind you. I say this because this isn't legal advice. I'm not an attorney. I say this because I have seen where a policeman will come to somebody's door. They will open it. They will have a conversation, and they will look inside beyond the person at something that's in there and go, oh, now I have probable cause.
I see a bomb.
I can get a warrant, whatever it is. Right. Yeah, all that kind of a thing. Yeah. So just be aware that if you're going to answer the door, my technique that I use is I open the door, I walk out and close the door behind me, have the conversation on the front porch or the doorstep.
Modify that one, though, Captain. Go out with a video camera.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even better.
I mean, everybody's got them these days. Smartphones have a video feature. Yeah. Learn how to use it. Be prepared to load that thing up. This is if you want to talk to these people. I think your best suggestion is what you said, Ed, is to just keep the door closed. Don't even answer it. But if you're going to talk to them, either talk to them through the door. But if you're going to open that door, take the captain's advice, step outside, close it behind you, and have a video camera running. And if you're going to talk to him from inside the door, have a video camera running. Get that on the record. And remember, he who asks the questions is winning. So if you're answering questions, you are losing that conversation. If you're asking questions like, you know, how are you, you know, what's your justification for being here? Have you done, you know, read the Constitution? Whatever. Throw whatever questions you want at them about this if you're going to talk to them.
Great advice. Thank you so much. I'm just going to keep not answering my door at
all.
That's
the safest route.
Relatively safe.
Yeah, it really is. Thank you, Ed, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Although we can't give legal advice, that's just based on our experience as activists. I've done it with the census people. I have actually opened the door with a video camera in my hand, and let me tell you, they don't get that very often.
Well, and if you leave that door open, you'd be surprised what a pile of laundry can look like to a cop.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, there are sometimes, I'm going to say, pseudo-legitimate reasons. Like, one time I had an officer show up at the door looking for a previous resident to the apartment that I lived in. Was trying to deliver them some news about a family member who had passed away and was looking for them to notify them. And so, like, you know, but still, you don't want to make yourself a target. Right? I did the same thing. I opened the door. I walked outside. I closed the door behind me. That does a couple of things. First of all, it puts them sort of, I don't want to say ill at ease, but it puts them in the position of knowing that you may know something about your rights just by your actions. Right, just by opening the door, walking out, and closing it behind you. This is a technique that I obviously plagiarized from somewhere else. Somebody else who does the same thing. And, you know, I took it as good advice, so that's why I do that.
We're going to continue. Robert is on the line in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to find out if people have dual citizenship, if the dual citizenship would protect one in any way, shape, or form from such possible transgressions.
I doubt it.
My guess, and this is absolutely a guess, my guess is that basically dual citizenship, for the most part, makes you twice as vulnerable.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Yeah, it's definitely not going to protect you from any kind of depredations by the federal government. Wherever it is you've placed your body, those people are going to believe they have jurisdiction over you, and they'll treat you as such.
Assuming when he's talking about dual citizenship, he's talking about, well, one is citizen of the United States of America and the other is somewhere else. You know, I would think that just having the one citizenship in the United States of America puts you at all of the risk of whatever is going to happen in the United States of America, regardless of your secondary citizenship.
By the way, there's some breaking information out of Sydney where they've had a heavy lockdown over the last couple of weeks. I've had it in my show prep, but we just haven't gotten to talking about it. Well, now it's getting even worse. They're making it even heavier lockdown now. It was already pretty serious, but now only quote-unquote critical retail will be allowed to stay open, as 810,000 people are told they cannot leave their suburbs for any reason, and all construction is banned for at least 2 weeks, according to the Daily Mail.
810,000 prisoners overnight.
Yeah, well, it's been that way, but it's getting even worse now, with face masks mandated outdoors, even in line for food or coffee. The only exceptions to going out basically are for emergency health care or aged care workers. All stores are ordered closed, except for critical retail, which includes supermarkets and chemists, meaning like a pharmacy. From Monday, all non-urgent construction, cleaning, and repairs are paused. From Wednesday, employers face $10,000 fines if their employees are told to come to work.
Wow.
And these will be lasting until at least midnight on July 30th.
This brings to mind, like, pictures of, I don't know, the worst tales of, you know, early 1980s Soviet Union, you know, where, like, you couldn't buy anything. If somebody managed to smuggle in, like, a pair of Levi's denim jeans, it was like you could sell it for a mint because they just didn't have that kind of thing there.
Right. Presuming you could get a mint from the poor bastards in the Soviet Union.
I hope that some of those 810,000 people who are prisoners in their own homes have done a little bit of preparation. They got some supplies, they got some food, they got some stuff stowed in the basement or the shed or whatever.
And remember that they will be trying this in the Northern Hemisphere in 6 months.
603-283-6160. Yeah, because it's actually wintertime there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airways. And don't forget, they're already locking people back. Well, not locking down, but they're mandating masks indoors, even for vaccinated people in L.A. County and San Francisco right now.
Again.
In the middle of summer. It's free time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can. Even the remaining moments, which are right now, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Pickles Mountaineer.
I'm the captain.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. The general topic tonight has been door-to-door jabbers. They're coming by. They're pushing
I was thinking Jab Jehovah's.
Nice.
Just popped into my head during the break.
That is a good one.
What do we have? Needle knockers, jab knockers.
Needle pushers.
I do like jab knocker.
Jab knockers.
You know, it almost sounds like a cuss word.
Yeah, jab knocker.
It does. So you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point here. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And if you like what we're doing here, spreading the ideas of freedom on a regular basis, 7 nights a week on broadcast radio, on the internet, then you can join the AMP program like C and J Bartholomew, who are gold amplifiers over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for advertise, market, and promote. It is a way for you to help us continue this radio program and continue to expand, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new listeners to the ideas of freedom. And you get some cool perks as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to do that as we go to one of our listeners on what's called free-to-air satellite radio.
Yes.
We don't get a lot of callers from there, but honestly, we still get more callers from free-to-air satellite than probably more than, I don't know, 80% of our radio stations. So it is always fun to hear from folks out there. He's tuning in on our North American feed, but we also have one that's over Sub-Saharan Africa, and it's thanks to our listeners for joining our satellite Patreon. You can go to freetalklive.com, if not .lrn.fm, and you can contribute there as little as $2 a month to help those satellite feeds stay on the air. I just actually this week cut check to pay for the rest of the year for our African satellite
feed. Nice.
So we're all set there for another 6 months. He is Ukraine 79, says he's calling from the United States. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, what's happening? So it's good to hear you guys. Ian, good to hear from you, man. Keep going strong. I love you. And you guys are awesome, Captain. You're cool. Thanks for taking over the show when stuff went down. So I appreciate all of you there.
Thanks for listening.
Guy in the black. You're so cool. I don't know who you are, but you're awesome as well. So
Peakless Mountaineer is his name.
Peakless. That's right. Okay, right on. So I'm calling because you guys were talking about cops and talking to cops and also census workers and these vaccine Mongols who are coming to people's doors. So when you talked, when Captain was talking about going out of your door and closing it behind you, that's great. But here's something I did to the census workers last year during COVID-19 is I actually went out my back door, went around my house, and talked to them from my driveway.
That's another one. That way they can't peek inside your door as you're coming out of it. That's a smart move.
Absolutely. And nobody's putting their foot in the door.
Right.
And if you accidentally close it on a cop, that's not going to be good for you.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you bring a video camera with you when you came out?
I was kind of a little stoned and drunk, to be honest, so I didn't think about it. But I was like, oh, I'm going to F with some census workers today. I knew I was going to do that.
Nice.
That's all I was going to do.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing that story. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No. Keep it going, guys. I love you.
Thanks, Ukraine79. Appreciate it. Actually, I recognize the name. I think he's one of our chatters on our chat server as well. You can go to Matrix, or rather chat.freetalklive.com. It's our Matrix chat server, open source. It's available 24/7, and it can't be shut down by the big tech companies, which is sweet.
I wonder, so we live in New Hampshire where, you know, you don't need a license to be armed, and many people take it upon themselves to just open carry. I wonder what that looks like in other states when somebody comes to your door knocking for, you know, the needle knockers or for the census or any other purpose, really, if you do that while you're wearing your sidearm.
Right.
You know?
And a lot of places it's legal to have one on in your home, even if it's not legal outside of your home. Right.
Mm-hmm. On your property, I believe, not necessarily even inside your home.
Check your local laws.
Check your local laws, of course.
This isn't legal advice.
Well, New Hampshire is a little different than a lot of places where it seems really well armed, is all I'm going to say.
I want to continue here. We're going to go to this caller, Unscreened. You're on Free Talk Live, 843 area code. Hello.
Courageous.
I don't need it.
I thought it was you, Jerome.
No, this one's a prank caller.
Yeah, prank caller.
We only get two calls from WTMA these days, and it's either you or Robert, and Robert already called in. So here you are. What's on your mind tonight?
I got something you can screen, okay? Hey, I just want to thank the governors of Texas and Georgia for taking us back to the good old days of old Jimmy Crow. Jimmy Crow, you know? Yeah, they're trying to change the voting rights or the way people vote in those two states. And you see the governor of Texas, he wants to arrest the Democrats from leaving the state because they don't want to go back to Jim Crow, okay? They won't go along with his Jim Crow ideas.
All right, hold on. Slow down. What is it that they're proposing exactly? I don't live down there. I'm not paying attention. So what's going on?
Well, no, what they're doing is they want to change the way people vote. They want to, like, you know, where they were talking about closing, making people have less ways to vote. You know, like mail-in ballots and driving up and voting and things like that. They want to change all of that because they lost the election. So they got to find a way to limit the way black voters vote. And so,
now, hold on. Why are you saying this is about black voters? I mean, if they're eliminating mail-in voting, that would seem to affect anyone that wants to mail-in vote.
No, because they know that a lot of black voters have voted like that, especially in the last election. So now they want to change all that, but they didn't change it when they were losing, when they were winning. Well, in the last election, when Trump was elected, you didn't hear any talk about changing the way people vote. And now that Trump got voted out of office, well, now they want to find a way to rig the system to be more in favor of them.
Jerome, you're just...
and against.
You're just continuously swimming around in the minutiae of the system, letting it aggravate you and upset you when, I mean, it's going to be that way regardless. You are embroiled in the world's largest adult soap opera
Someone has to speak out about it because I know you're not going, you're always going to tell Jerome, you just being Jerome.
So you mentioned the mail-in thing. Now, are you also talking about voter ID laws?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I have a quick. So I don't have much perspective on this. Given the neighborhood I live in, do black people have difficulty getting IDs?
They should. Not in this country.
I agree, and I don't see why they would. So
hey, I got IDs. You want to see my IDs? Come on. Let me show you my IDs. Because I got a VA ID, and I got IDs for the city I live in and everything. So I got a, you want IDs? I got stinking IDs.
I don't want ID. Honestly, I don't actually show ID when I go to vote. Because I know there's a lot of people who want to require ID to be shown, and I get their rationale for that. They say, oh, well, there's all this fraud. But the reality is that there isn't even that much fraud. There's barely any fraud that even gets investigated up here in New Hampshire. And of the little bit that gets investigated, they usually find out that there wasn't any issue. So I've actually, the only time I've ever shown ID to vote the whole time I've lived here was once when I was in a super hurry. I had to get back to the studio, and I just didn't want to go through the usual process of, you know, they have a process here.
I don't know. The worst voter fraud I've ever heard was against Aria when, like, 10 times as many people as live in town voted against her.
Yeah.
That you know what
cute.
It is?
What's that?
They lost, and now they won't take their binky and go home.
Hey, Jerome.
You took away our binky. We want our binky back.
Yeah. Hey, Jerome, I don't see how any of this is Jim Crow.
I have a question, though, Jerome. Do most black people have a cell phone?
I would assume so, but hey.
Okay,
I'm just
so hang on. I have a solution. I have a solution to all of the voting problems when it comes to voting for president. Right?
Do most white people have a cell phone?
I believe so.
Yeah.
So okay. Here's my solution.
Please.
Here's my solution. That is, you get rid of the voting system altogether, the way that it is, and you implement the exact same system they use for television shows like American Idol, because they can calculate the total votes, and even if somebody votes once or twice from different phones, it averages out in the end, and they can do it all in an hour.
Here's an idea, and thank you, Jerome, for the call tonight. How about we just don't have any sort of contest about who's going to rule over us?
Let's eliminate the popularity contest.
Yeah, no one's ready for that but us.
I'm just saying. I think we need to throw that idea out there from time to time because that would solve Jerome's problem.
Yeah.
Because Jerome feels as though that there's a group of people out there, and he's right, that are trying to control him, that are trying to tell him how to live his life. And that's not okay. Now, I don't think that Jerome should tell me how to live my life, and I shouldn't tell Jerome how to live his life.
I wouldn't dare.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah, I also just don't get how this is in any way similar to Jim Crow.
Maybe he'll call tomorrow and talk further about it because we're out of time for tonight. And if you didn't get on, well, call us tomorrow. We're here 7 nights a week, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great week.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.